Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Long Beach, to another edition of Swoop's World right here at blogtalkradio.com. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happenings here in Long Beach. Our number, if you want to call in, is 917-889-7449. You can email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Once again, you want to call in tonight, that number is 917-889-7449. Sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World. Hello, Long Beach, and welcome to Swoop's World. It's our first show of this year, 2010. Hey, Peter, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you doing, Swoop?
Not too bad, not too bad. We got a good show tonight. Oh, man, is that you breaking up? I think we have a pretty good show tonight. We're going to have nutrition expert Tom O'Keefe and fitness expert Shannon Paul. And they're going to help people ring in the new year. I don't necessarily believe in resolutions, but it's a lifestyle change for a lot of people. And so this should be a good show to give everybody some ideas and tips on what to do to kind of change the way things are and improve over the new year.
Sounds like a plan. So you didn't make any resolutions then?
No, not really, because, you know, never keep them.
Well, there you go.
If anybody wants to jump on our chat line, we have Carrie from the Prime Spot. She's going to be moderating the chat line for us. And if you want to give us a call and join in on the call, 917-889-7449. You know, before we get started, you know, I'd like to just kind of have everybody have some good thoughts and keep the people from Haiti in your thoughts and prayers. It's a tremendous thing that happened over there. And I was reading today, Peter, that it could be upwards of about 500,000 deaths.
Yeah, I heard something saying that at least one third of the country is probably in some need as far as, you know, just like basics like water, you know, simple stuff. And that would mean about 3 million people are in that, you know, in, so yeah, it's a bad situation.
Yeah, very bad. And you know, at times like this, you know, there's people that come out of the woodworks who try to run scams, but if you want to give to the people of Haiti, you know, find a reputable nonprofit to funnel your money through. And we don't represent any, but I just saw some today. Red Cross, you can give a $10 donation just by texting Haiti to 90999. You can also call them up and give a donation, 1-800-RED-CROSS or 1-800-257-7575. And there's also an article on everythinglongbeach.com that lists ways to help out and contribute to the people of Haiti.
Yeah, that's a terrible situation.
It is. Last night, you and I went to, you know, I'd like to congratulate the city of Long Beach for the number of people that showed up to the mayor's State of the City presentation. And, I mean, it was a packed house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought so. I'd never been to the Terrace Theater, so first of all, that was beautiful, beautiful setting, I thought Mayor Foster did a pretty good job. He's a pretty good speaker, and we've met him on a couple different occasions. He's a very personable guy, and I thought he said the right things, and even if you don't necessarily agree with his politics, he put a good show on up there, I thought.
Yeah, you know, he did say quite a few things, and he put out a lot of statistics, and, you know, maybe at the back end of the show we could kind of discuss some of those things. But, you know, we're going to move it along and try to get our guests on. You know, both of them arrive pretty early in the morning, so we're going to try to get them on quickly and see what they have to say. What do you say about that?
That sounds good, yeah, because I know our first guest, I know he's already at least an hour past the bedtime.
All right, well, let's jump into our first break, and when we get back, we're going to bring on Tom O'Keefe.
We'll be right back.
And you're back live on Suits World Radio at blogtalkradio.com. If you want to give us a call, 917-889-7449. Send us an email, suitsworld@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter and join us on Facebook. Become a fan of Suits World on Facebook. We're going to bring on our first guest, Tom O'Keefe. And Tom O'Keefe is a nutrition expert. He's been in the field about 27 years. And let's welcome Tom O'Keefe to the show. Hello, Tom.
Well, hello, Keith, and hello, Peter, and actually, I am 7 minutes past my bedtime.
Yeah, I told you.
Well, yeah, we do that.
Yeah, which is all part of the health regime. You're making me break my, and I don't make resolutions either. I make commitments, and if I'm given advice, I ask people to make a commitment to themselves, and if they really want to kick it up a notch, they'll make a commitment to others. And I want to reiterate what you said. You know, you can make a difference. And it's kind of my mantra is if you want to help the people in Haiti, make a commitment to making a difference. And that $5 or $10 can help people, 80% of which in that country live below the poverty level. And we're here arguing about what nutrients feed the body better and how to get optimum performance as an athlete and stay out of the hospital. I know this is a little off topic, but if anybody who's listening can figure out a way to call the Red Cross, just like you said, Keith, that's a huge need right now. But back on the subject at hand, that's I'm probably hoarse at the end of every day from talking too much, and my wife tries to tell me to shut up on a regular basis because she's had enough of nutrition for one day, but that's why I'm in my back cave, my bat cave and my back cave, so she can't hear me say any more about taking care of yourself today. But my journey goes back 27 years, but it's been a progression because up until the early 90s there was really no solid science behind the evidence to support the fact that nutrition really could prevent disease and the nutrients in food that synergistically work together to do things that an isolated vitamin pill can't do. Part of the struggle that I had early in my athletic career and then kind of caring for other people, the way my career kind of took shape over the years, I just wanted to run faster and jump higher and lift more than anybody else, and I could a lot of the time, but I wonder how good I could have been had I known what I know now, running marathons and triathlons and picking up weights and sprinting and throwing a football and, you know, everything but soccer. No offense to soccer, I just couldn't play the game well. So hats off to you soccer players. But I had cholesterol, blood pressure, arthritis problems in my 40s. And then with a little turnaround in nutrition, huge new turnaround in nutrition because of the evidence, at age 58, I ran a 58-second quarter mile in Masters Track and Field, and that wasn't because I was a gifted athlete. That was because I did a nutritional turnaround.
Well, let's talk about the turnaround you're talking about, Tom.
When
you say you made a nutritional turnaround, when you say you made a nutritional turnaround, what was it you were doing, or eating, or diet wise? What were you doing first, and then what did you do to change that?
I was eating anything and everything early on. I was eating anywhere between 5,000 and 7,000 calories a day. I was lifting weights 2.5 hours a day and running 6 to 8 miles in the evening, and just go, 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 go. And my body fat was 6 to 8%, and 213, 215 pounds, and I could run like a dart, and I was performing well, and to look at me, I looked fit. I had whatever those packs are called. I had one of those, and it did not mean that I was healthy. And I switched my diet to an alkaline diet, and basically that means plant food, with a minimal amount of meat on a regular basis. I'm not a vegetarian, even though I know that's an extremely good idea if you can manage that. But if you can get to the point where 70 to 80% of what you're eating is plant food, fruits, vegetables, legumes, grains, whole grains, raw, fresh. And fresh doesn't mean you just brought it home from the store. Fresh means it was just picked. And raw means not cooked. And it makes a difference. And I have to mention, when I made a change after having my mind opened by some very reputable doctors and registered dietitians, I realized that enzymes were the key to a healthy lifestyle, and that comes in a raw food form, not in cooked form. If you heat food over 118 degrees, the enzymes are toast, and that causes nutrients to be absorbed into your body. And if you want to stay healthy, you want it to go into your bloodstream. And so that was my semi-technical transition, and I just have taken it to a very healthy level since then. And I cheat. I'm not perfect. If I eat a little bit of chocolate cake, I make sure it's the most decadent piece of chocolate cake you ever had in your life. And that was it, going from a carnivore to a plant-based diet.
Well, let me ask you this. When you talk about plant-based and whole food, what one food do you have to get? What's the superfood out there? Is it the acai berry or the blueberries? What is the superfood that everybody's talking about that, you know, you need to get in your body every day?
Well, that's a trick question, because there are no superfoods. There are over 15,000 known vitamins, minerals, nutrients in any single fruit or vegetable. And your body needs all of them in a wide variety of colors every day. There's a lot of hype and merchandising rah-rah around the acai berry, but it doesn't travel well. It can't make it from Brazil to the U.S. without breaking down. And most of what you see here in this country, it's either frozen or pasteurized, and that's why I don't drink juice, by the way. The people in Brazil, where the berries grown, their favorite berries, blueberries. You know, so it's kind of a funny thing when somebody wants to sell something, they make it sound rare and the missing link. Well, the news is there's no missing links. We need all of it every day, as often as possible. And I have a little guideline for people before they throw anything that isn't seen on the shelf in the produce section of your grocery store. I try to help families make good decisions. And if you're going to buy something that you might consider to be a product, ask yourself this question: who, other than the company that makes it, says that it is what it is and does what it says it does? Fruits and vegetables, what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to balance your immune system. Well, does the stuff in that jar, bottle, can, or capsule do what they say it does? And what independent university has published research on it to say that that's true? Because I don't believe in advertising. So it's a little bit of a help to people to use as a shopping guide. And that's what I'm trying to get out, is to help people with tools that they can use for themselves so they don't need to depend on me. It's really very simple.
Right. You know what, Tom, we're going to take a break here, and then when we come back, we're going to ask you some things about what to look for while shopping. to expound on what you just said. And I want to also ask you about some protein sources and your thoughts on soy products also. So let's take a quick break, and great, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Swoop's World. We're listening to this on blogtalkradio.com. If you want to give us a call, it's 917-889-7449. You can also reach us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, and you can become a fan on Facebook. We're happy to have as our guest the first part of the show is Tom O'Keefe of NutritionEnterprises.com. He's a nutrition expert. Tom, we got some questions from the chat line, and I'm sure Peter has a couple questions also. I'm going to ask you We have a question from Jane says, who wants to know, what do you eat? Tell us what your breakfast and your lunch and your dinner look like daily.
What I eat is a little more, I'll tell you what I eat, but I didn't get here overnight. I just want you to know that. I eat within an hour of waking up, and I don't know if there's a way that anybody can email me or get back to me. I'll email you my food plan, what I do every day. I eat five meals a day, three main and two snacks. I eat every 3 hours. The philosophy behind that in one sentence is if you starve yourself, your body shuts down its metabolism and stores the next meal as fat. So you want to keep the fire lit. Eat every 3 hours. The brain doesn't store any energy, so you need to keep feeding it. It consumes 25% of all the food energy that you consume. So you need to keep your brain fed. Why do kids fall asleep in the classrooms? Because they're not feeding their brains. Some of them are sent to school with nothing in their stomachs, or even worse, stuff that shuts your system down, like donuts and some of that energyless cereal. I start out with some protein and some berries in the morning. I eat my fruit in the morning and my veggies in the afternoon. So before I exercise, I'll throw some protein powder. I use a complete meal in a powder form with protein, fruits and veggies and grains all in it. And then I'll throw some blueberries and kale and apple skins. A very small amount, and some raw beets and kale, I guess to gross everybody out, and blend it up in a high-speed blender and throw that down. And about half an hour to 40 minutes later, I'm ready to go take up my latest sport of rowing rather aggressively in competition. So I'm ready to go, and my arteries are open. My body's carrying blood and oxygen to the muscles, and I can perform as well as any 20-year-old, and I'm in my 60s. I snack on apple slices and almonds at 9 o'clock. I'll eat maybe a turkey breast, 4 to 6 ounces at lunch, with some spinach and tomatoes. I don't just have a salad. There's a Carbo Buddy system that I can email you. If you do eat a carb, throw the protein and the fiber with it. Fat helps slow down, good fats help slow down the rate at which sugar is absorbed into your bloodstream. So,
which are the good fats, Bob?
Pardon me?
Sorry about that, but what are the good fats? Because not everybody knows.
I said that because I knew you'd want to know. olive oil is a common good fat, but just remember every tablespoon of olive oil is 100 calories. So you want to use them, but don't glug them down like a glass of wine. So the omega-3s, the salmon oils, excellent. Flaxseed, grind your own flaxseed, which contains the good oils. I don't recommend flaxseed oil because it doesn't keep as well as the salmon oil. It goes rancid very fast. And keep your fish oils in the refrigerator, and keep your nuts in the refrigerator. Or almonds and walnuts are the big boys, and hazelnuts as well. Start eating your almonds during the day and your walnuts at night. They contain arginine, which helps you sleep better and helps trigger that good old HGH to come out at night and fix the broken parts if you're sleeping well enough. So in the afternoon, a little veggie around 3 o'clock with some nuts, maybe some almond butter, not peanut butter, almond butter in raw form. And if you do have to train again, that almond butter will give you energy. And then start toning it down a little bit, and I eat veggies and fish for dinner.
All right.
And I can give that to you in writing if you want.
You know what, Tom, if you give us your email, we'll make sure it gets up on the website. And then any other listeners that want to get it, they'll be able to contact you.
Okay.
I have a question about what you said.
Yeah, sure.
We'll
do that at the end.
Yeah. I heard you say that you blend your fruits and vegetable mix in your blender. Why don't you use it? You don't have a juicer, or you don't use a juicer at all?
I don't. Juicing is a great idea, but a juicer will extract the fiber. And I believe, like the best registered dietitians that I align myself with, anybody can call themselves an expert in anything, but I don't pass on information unless it's published medical research in peer-reviewed medical journals from a good MD, university, or registered dietitian sources. I don't create information, and I don't have opinions. I pass on the best. So if somebody's looking for good advice, I would ask you to go there. Go ahead and finish your question there with me.
That was the question about the juicing, because you use the blender so you can maintain the fiber.
True.
Okay. And then another question that I had was, what are your feelings on soy? I've seen a lot of things written positive and negative about soy, and I think, isn't soy milk basically highly processed also?
Yeah, you want to use a non-genetically, it says non-GMO, non-genetically modified soy. So the word process is kind of thrown out of that equation. So soy is known to be a powerful cancer fighter. And nobody needs a lot of soy every day. A glass of non-GMO soy milk or soy protein is advised. And the people who might discount this information, you might find a little bit of history behind the Dairy Association. They might be a little fighting for a little space on the shelf. So pick non-GMO, non-genetically modified soy, and then you'll be ready to good to go and totally advisable.
Peter.
One of the people on the chat mentions that, I'm looking at this, that 68% of Americans are obese or overweight. If that's an accurate number, what do you think is the primary problem there, Tom? Is it a lack of exercise, or is it poor eating habits, or a combination of both? What's your opinion on that?
When I was in the sixth grade, I established an exercise program for everybody in my neighborhood of all ages. I started training athletes at that point in time, and I've been doing it both professionally and amateurly. Amateurly, that's a word I just created. You can put me in political office. I can talk like that. Yes. And we used to move around. When we were kids, it was you played from 8 to faint, and you come home when it's dark, and you used to try to hide to see if you could stay out a little bit longer and pretend you couldn't hear your parents calling you in for dinner. And now we've replaced it with more sedentary activities, and they've the schools have gotten rid of physical education, and today playing an instrument might even be considered exercise. But you know what? It's 80% diet. People who are sedentary have a tendency to eat the roasted nuts instead of the good ones, the raw, and the easy comfort foods, the bag of stuff with the hydrogenated high fructose trans fats and all the things that you don't want to see on a label, the easy snack food, because they're not moving. And 80% diet. Anybody who's been involved in any sport knows that their career is going to end quickly if they don't know what eating right means. And there's as many versions of eating right as there are people giving their opinion. So knowing what foods fuel the body instead of just filling your body with calories, I like to tell people to make your food count, don't count your food. And if we could learn to do that and eat for color, we wouldn't have to worry about the perfect exercise, which is basically the one that you're willing to do anyway. We need to educate people on how powerful just food is, and I think that's the missing link, if there is one. It's people really don't know how powerful food is, if you think of it as fueling your body. And that should probably be the topic of this monologue tonight here.
Hey, we're gonna take another break, Tom. When we come back, I want you to explain what eat for color means, and we have a couple more questions, and then we'll let you go to bed.
Yeah.
So let's take a break here, and we'll be back here in just a minute. Welcome back to Swoops World on blogtalkradio.com. If you want to give us a call, it's 917-889-7449. And you also reach us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're happy to have right with us right now is Tom O'Keefe of nutritionenterprises.com. And Tom is giving us some good information on nutrition. We have a lot of questions on the chat line, Tom. So
hi,
we're
Richie Shannon. I'm not available. Please
hang on a second there. I got something going on here.
Just in case I don't have it, have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
All right,
tone,
we got some.
Please record your message.
Hang on, it's happening here, Peter. All right, well, that's on hold. I think Peter's lining up our next guest, but we're listening to Tom O'Keefe, and we're going to get back to Tom here. Tom, are you still with us?
I'm still with you, but no matter what you ask, I'm going to tell
you
what
Shannon,
I need
I'm
to
not
know
available.
Anyway.
Please,
well, there's Shannon again.
Your phone number, just in
yeah,
case.
I don't know what's going on. Peter, if you're... you're trying to make that call, man. You gotta do the little yellow box on the right. Tom, when you said eat for color, what exactly did you mean by that?
Fruits and vegetables come in a wide variety of colors, and they all do something different in the body. Your body knows where to send. I'm going to let her.
Peter.
Let that go through here. I don't think Peter can hear you.
I know. I'm going to have to meet him again. I think he's...
Oh. You want me to talk over?
Yeah, just go ahead and talk over Tom.
Okay. It's the wide variety of colors in the fruits and vegetables, if they're allowed to fully ripen. And don't let the word organic fool you, because the ripening process, the last 2 weeks of the growing cycle, is when most of the nutrients are sucked up into that fruit or vegetable. So one of the reasons I look around for ways to get more concentrated fruits and vegetables in my system is because most of our food is picked too soon, and over 90% of our growers don't use real fertilizer, and most of the nutrients are missing from the soil anyway. So getting a wide variety of food in different colors is important. But on top of that, you really want to see if you can get it locally grown and picked at its peak of freshness, if you can find that out. And if you want to learn a little more, you can go to the nutritionenterprises.com and contact me, and I'll be able to get back with you and send you some good recommendations.
One other question we had on the chat line, Tom, and probably be one of the last questions we ask you so you can get some sleep. Childhood obesity. What do you recommend for getting children the proper nutrition they need?
You know, if you can just teach kids by example, kids are going to do what you do. Kids are going to follow what you do instead of what you say. And if you can eat within an hour of waking up in the morning and eat real food and get some fiber and some protein and some good fruit in your body in the morning, and they see you snacking on good wholesome snacks, and if you send them to school with some almonds and walnuts and a couple apple slices, and if they do eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, make sure it's on whole grain bread instead of just whole wheat, which is basically white bread with molasses, and some raw almond butter, and some real food that they can live by. There was a study done on people who ate at fast food burger places. University of Maryland did the study, and I could go on forever. But people that ate a fast food meal, they shut their blood flow down for as much as 6 hours. And it took 6 hours to normalize that blood flow. And they expect their kids to go out and play a game on sports in the afternoon after eating that lousy lunch, or even stay awake in the classroom. And raw fruits and vegetables were proven to neutralize the bad effects of that burger that they ate. So even if you eat the lousy food, that wide variety of colors of the raw fruits and vegetables in the diet can help neutralize that damage. And we should probably spend a whole other day on what that damage is, advancing the aging process, et cetera.
Wow.
Lead by
Peter,
example.
Are you back with us?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
I don't know what was going on with that. I don't know why. My apologies. But the normal system wasn't working, but we do have our next guest online. So.
All right.
So, exiting, don't expect to make up for the lack of fruits and vegetables in your diet with isolated vitamins. The research on vitamins is sketchy at best, and too much of any one particular nutrient can actually end up being harmful. Make sure there's enzymes in your food, and by that, it should be raw, whether it's a product or not. And I'll be glad to answer any questions via email if you want to get a hold of me. It's a big subject, but you have to start caring. And like I say, substitute the word commitment for resolution. And thanks very much for having me.
Hey, thank you, Tom. And Tom, why don't you go ahead and give us your email address over so people can write it down.
It's O'Keefe, O-K-E-E-F, as in Frank E, .Tom, at Verizon.net.
Well, great. Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. We appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you imparting your wisdom on us. And we all have learned a lot tonight, and we hope you have a wonderful evening so you can get up to O-Dark 30.
O-Dark 30, yeah. And I'm looking forward to hearing your next guest, Shannon Paul, an excellent trainer, and I'm going to be staying tuned for her as well.
Oh, good.
Thanks a lot, Tom. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with you in just a minute.
Terrific.
Hey, it's that time again, Long Beach, to check out the happenings here in the weekend. So let's take a look. Tomorrow, Thursday, tomorrow morning at 8:30, Aquarium of the Pacific, the Sea Life Stroll. Bring your child in your stroller and get up close and personal to the exhibits and aquarium classrooms before the aquarium opens. That costs about $10 to $20. Also tomorrow, Police and Youth Dialogue Series continues. Youth 14 to 18 are invited to participate in this dialogue series at the Long Beach Police Department from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at Martin Luther King Jr. Park, located at 1950 Lemon Avenue. That is free. Also on Friday, creative sessions, open mic nights, music and poetry only, no comedy. That starts at 7:30 at Viento y Agua, 4000 East 4th Street, 4007 East 4th Street. Also Friday night, Long Beach Playhouse presents, and the winner is, a self-obsessed and recently deceased movie star, Tyler Jones, just wants to temporarily return to Earth. I mean, after all, he was nominated for an Oscar. That's Friday night, and the cost between $12 and $22. On Saturday, there's a memorial bike ride in honor of Gustavo Ramirez, the bicyclist who was killed riding his bike along Shoreline Drive last week. We'll meet together at 8 o'clock a.m. at Pacific Avenue and First Street. They're going to take his favorite ride through the city here, and the ride starts at 9 o'clock. Also on Saturday, the Martin Luther King Jr. Peace and Unity Parade. This free event starts at 10:30 a.m., meets at Martin Luther King Jr. and Anaheim Streets, followed by a multicultural celebration at King Park, located at 1950 Lemon. On Sunday, the Antique and Collectibles Outdoor Market at Bet Stadium. This event occurs every third Sunday. Over 800 plus dealers and over 500,000 different items to choose from. Cost is between $5 and $10. Gates open at 5:30 a.m. and close at 3 p.m. Also on Sunday, the grand reopening of the 14th Street Skate Park, located at 14th and Chestnut. So you want to strap on your rollerblades or get your skateboard and head on out to the skate park and see what they've done to improve it over there. If you have an event or some kind of exciting things happening that you want us to talk about here on Swoop's World and mention for the week's happenings and events, give us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. To find other events going on in the city, check some local sources on the internet, everythinglongbeach.com, limelightlb.com, and also 562citylife.com are three excellent choices to check each week to see what's happening here in Long Beach. We'll be returning to our show in just a minute. And welcome back to Swoop's World, where we're interactive, live, and archived. And you've just listened to Tom O'Keefe. We're happy to have him on as our first guest today. We're going to be bringing on Shannon Paul of Long Beach Boot Camp. She'll be our next guest and talk about fitness. If you want to give us a call, it's 917-889-7449. You can also follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. If you want to email us, it's swoopsworld@gmail.com. And we're happy to have Carrie from the Prime Spot moderating our chat line tonight. So if you have any questions you want to ask, and just put them in the chat line right there, and we'll try to get those questions up. Peter, are you back?
I think so.
You're there. And is, you got Shannon ready to go?
Shannon is ready to go.
All right, let's go ahead and bring her on. It's working a little slow tonight. Hello, Shannon, are you there?
I am here. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing fine.
Work.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You are absolutely welcome, and had you have all left me a voicemail, that would have been just great, too.
I'm sure we're way past your bedtime also, aren't we?
Absolutely. 4:40 in the morning comes a little too quick in the mornings, but it's good to get up and out and working out early in the morning before anybody else is up and the sun is up, so...
Wow.
Nothing to complain about.
Well, let's get started here. You run Long Beach Boot Camp. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Long Beach Boot Camp is an outdoor workout program. And we are there basically Monday through Saturday, an hour a day, all for 4 weeks at a time. And our whole focus is basically to get the shape and body from the inside out and the outside in. We talk a lot about nutrition. So, Tom, I appreciate you sticking around to listen. I agree with a lot of the things that you do say. Nutrition is, I believe, 80%, if not more, of getting to your goals. We focus a lot on nutrition in our classes. We do about a weekly seminar on nutrition, about every 15 minutes of the last class, once a week. To really focus on nutrition, we do a full assessment before and after class has begun, meaning we do circumference measurements, body weight, we do some goal setting with our clients, and we follow that up with some final goal setting to see how far that person has progressed over that four-week session with us. And we're just trying to keep tabs on everybody, keep Long Beach in shape. Losing weight is definitely good for the body and for the joints. However, that is not everybody's goal. So we really cater to a wide variety of people. We have people in class who are, you know, self-proclaimed couch potatoes, I like to say, all the way through to marathon runners and triathletes. So we're trying to help keep Long Beach in shape in the healthiest way possible.
Oh. How did you get into fitness?
You know what? I was in school and just was loving fitness and was an athlete myself and have a background in rowing, then started studying kinesiology, which is basically the study of human movement, and just found my passion. You know, growing up, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I always knew that fitness was an avenue in my life, and honestly didn't think personal trainers knew anything. Turns out with an educated background, trainers can really help people, motivate people to change their lives, and actually got into it so that I could make a difference in someone's individual life. And it's gotten me to Long Beach, and I guess that's it.
Wow.
So when people come in, what is it could they expect? Like, are they going to be doing push-ups? Are they going to be running? What is it? What sort of exercises would they expect at boot camp?
So boot camp is a little bit of everything. We do lunges, squats, push-ups. We have a day that we actually go over to Signal Hill, and we do a hill hike slash run slash walk, jog, whatever you can do. We do basically anything that we can possibly think of, utilizing an exercise mat, your body, so we use body-weighted activities. We have people bring anywhere from about 5-pound hand weight all the way up to a 10-pound hand weight, and we use an exercise band. So we change up the program. We change up the workout every single day so that nobody gets bored. The whole idea is just challenging the body, challenging the muscles, and kind of putting those muscles into confusion almost so that we continue to get the utmost results, tone up the muscles while shedding off some body fat.
All right. And when are those classes? That's one of our questions from the chat room there.
Oh, our classes we have pretty much all day long now. We keep opening up more and more classes because we keep getting more people interested in our classes. We start as early in the morning as 5:30, which I will be at bright and early in the morning tomorrow. And then we have a then we from there we have a 9 a.m. class, and then 3:30 p.m., 4 p.m., 5:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. So we have a good range of classes all throughout the day. And we have a few locations. Well, majority of our classes over at Wilson High School and Long Beach, basically Park Ave and 7th Street. We just opened up a couple locations in Bixby Knolls. We opened up at 5:30 a.m. in Bixby Knolls. We're also going to follow that up with a 6 p.m. And then we have a class in Buena Park at 3:30 p.m. And then we have kind of like a downtown Long Beach area off Pacific and PCH at Washington Middle School over there, or Washington High School. So we're kind of all over town, in and out throughout Long Beach, and then into Buena Park, and we're starting to open up in Seal Beach as well.
Wow.
So we're going to take the area by storm and, you know, get everybody in shape one person at a time.
That sounds good. So,
yeah, so are you guys going to be coming to class?
Not in the morning. That is way too early for me.
Oh, come on. You can wake up Oduck 100 in the morning with me.
I could. I probably will be, but it will be because my kids will be, you know, hungry or something. not my choice, for sure.
Understood.
You know, I have a question for you. We had a discussion recently when they're talking about losing weight, and I know things are different for each individual, but what are your recommendations regarding cardio versus resistance training or a combination of both?
Well, that's a good question. There has to be a combination of both. What happens with cardio is when you do your cardiovascular workout, you burn a lot of calories right then and there, which is awesome. It's amazing. In our boot camp classes, we typically burn anywhere from, 500 calories to 800 calories in that 1 hour time, just kind of depending on what we do. But muscle work also has to be in that program as well. With the muscle work, you actually burn calories for that given time, but then you also burn calories for the next 24 hours. So it's like you're a fat-burning machine. And that's what we really want to incorporate is the cardiovascular endurance, meaning, running, jogging, boxing, those type of activities, and then combining it with the muscular activity, so push-ups, squats, lunges, body-weighted activities, and weighted activities. Without both, I wouldn't really qualify it as a full workout program. If you're just running all the time, you'll be in great cardiovascular shape. You may have some strong legs, but the rest of your body is left untreated, left untaken care of. So when you add that strength training to the program, now you have some serious strength. We have a lot of women in our classes, and one of the first things that we hear from them is, oh my gosh, on day one, I can't do a push-up. And that seems to be the majority of women out there, and we want to make sure that we're not just running to stay active. Yes, it'll help your heart, but we really need to tax those muscles. When you start working out your muscles, you strengthen the bones. And we as women, as we grow older, we have osteopenia, osteoporosis that we have to take care of. So running alone isn't going to quite do it. Cardio alone isn't going to quite do it. It really has to be a marriage of both things, both activities.
Right.
So to answer your question, both.
Yeah, I remember I do a lot of cycling, and I remember reading a book, some article, something about how these guys who could easily ride centuries, so, over 100 miles in a day, and of course these guys are riding 100 miles in like 3 hours, these guys were going to the doctors with like broken hips or these odd injuries, and it turned out this guy did this whole study about the fact that these guys were in great, great, great shape, but because they weren't doing anything that, as you said, like the physical end of it, it was all spinning their legs, they were actually suffering at age like 37, and these guys were just great athletes, but they were suffering from osteoporosis because they weren't doing any sort of cross training whatsoever. They were just riding their bike every day for hours at a time. So that definitely makes sense. And I know for me, I started, if I could, I'd ride all the time. I'd ride and I'd surf all the time if I could. So now I throw in some running and some other stuff too.
Good.
And it makes sense about that.
Yeah, you really have to have a nice combination of everything and to have that full program and to give your body what it really wants and needs and desires. I mean, the good and the bad news is we're not getting any younger, right? So we need to keep care of our bodies, take care of ourselves, push our bodies kind of to limits that maybe we either have neglected or just need to do in general. And a lot of times you find as we grow older, as we're younger, we have a lot of reasons or things pushing us into groups of people and activities. Maybe it was team sports, maybe it was club sports, maybe it was just running around chasing, your friends around, maybe it was PE classes. Well, as we get older as an adult, we kind of lose those avenues for exercise. So boot camp is sort of, for me and for, people around in Long Beach, has really brought that team environment, that camaraderie, that reason for having fun and getting outdoors and being active. There's tons of people that have gym memberships and they go to the gym or they don't go to the gym. And I don't know what the percent is, but shoot, it seems like a majority of people who own gym memberships are just paying into that bottomless pit of the fitness well. They're just donating money into a place that isn't really helping them because they don't go. So what we found in boot camp is that people actually go. They love the program. They have fun. They make new friends. A lot of times we'll start on day one and people will be running across the, 15, 20, 30 people that we have in class to hug one of their friends that they haven't seen in a long time. So I feel like we're kind of bringing the community and sense of fun and fitness back into Long Beach, which has been a blessing, really.
That's great. We have a question here on the it says, let's see, how much can people lose in 4 weeks? I'm assuming how much How much can people? I'm assuming that's weight. How much weight can people lose in 12 weeks?
How many pounds can people lose in 4 weeks? It varies per person. It really depends on how much people are willing to put into the program. You know, are you willing to eat right? Are you willing to work hard when you come to class? Are you willing, able, and ready and excited about burning 500 calories or 800 calories a class? So in class, typically, realistically, and I bet Tom would probably agree with me on this one, is realistically, you can lose 1 to 2 pounds a week. Do I see that? Absolutely. Do I see a lot more than that? Absolutely. We have in class anybody, you know, losing anywhere from about 1 pound a week to, gosh, I'm going to say like 8 pounds a week. And it's really just dependent on each person. Depends on how much weight they have to lose and how much they want to focus their time and energy on the program. We also do something called a weight loss challenge. And that's an opportunity for people to, they donate $20 into a pot. It's like that fitness well that actually goes back out to them. They donate money into a pot, and we weigh them every week. We have an initial weight, and we track their weight over the four-week period. So every Monday they weigh in because, you know, it's after weekend. People kind of do some funny and strange eating habits and things on the weekends. Sure. And then we weigh them on Monday and see how far they go down. Person who wins is based on percent of body weight loss, kind of like Biggest Loser on TV. They win a ton of money. They win a free boot camp. They can win hair and makeup makeovers. We have lots of really cool prizes. So I think that helps motivate people to stay on track and stay committed to their goals so that it doesn't just become, you know, like you guys are talking about, a New Year's resolution. That's something that we definitely don't want to encourage in our classes, just another New Year's resolution that's meant to be broken. It's all about a healthy lifestyle and a healthy change. And sometimes that weight loss challenge is just a kick in the pants that people need to stay on track, stay committed, and stay focused.
Very cool.
Hey, Shannon, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll bring you right back for just a few more minutes and then let you get some rest. How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
All right. Welcome back to Swoop's World on blogtopradio.com. We're here with Shannon Paul of longbeachbootcamp.com. And if you want to reach us by phone, it's 917-889-7449. You want to join us on our chat line, which is being moderated by Carrie from the Prime Spot. Get on the chat line there, and you can type in questions. And if we have any questions, we can ask her. Anytime you want to get a hold of us, you can send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, and you can become a fan of us, our Swoop's World on Facebook. And we're back live. Peter, you there?
I am here.
And Shannon, you back up?
I am here. Ready. Ready, aim, fire.
You know, one of the great things I hear people say about boot camps is that, as opposed to gyms, you were talking about the gym memberships and stuff, is that you actually are out there doing something out in an environment where they can go ahead and do a workout on their own based on what you taught them, as opposed to having to go to the gym and mm-hmm. all the apparatus is there that they don't have available without being at the gym.
Right. Oh, I was just agreeing. Absolutely, you're right.
I had a question about, say, flexibility. Mm-hmm. Does that play a role? Do you guys do the stretches and all that factor into this? Because I know a lot of people show up, well, I'm assuming a lot of people show up and they haven't maybe been as active recently as they should. You kind of ease them in with stretches and all How's that work?
Yeah, absolutely. The program is basically designed, there's kind of two questions that I'll answer for you. One is that the program is all designed basically to go at your own pace. So as people come in, whether they're, you know, a beginner or two working out, or maybe they haven't worked out in a while, or maybe they are what we call someone as a vet that has been in the class before, or they're an athlete, everybody's able to go at their own pace. And as we start our clients and our boot campers through the program, we have everybody warm up first, and then we go through a series of stretching. The stretching techniques that I use, I studied with a man, his name is Frank Titus, and we do something called Titus Motion Therapy in class. It's a form of exercise therapy. It's a way of realigning the body, head to toe, front to back, side to side, so that both sides are working correctly. A lot of times you might even notice people walking down the street and they have a little hitch in their gait. Gait means, you know, the way they walk through space, one foot in front of the other one. And you can see how people walk. You might notice that someone's shoulder is dipped down or that they roll their shoulders forward. So we attack a lot of those postural deviations in class and make sure during our stretching specifically that we're stretching out all the muscles that are tight on those individuals on both sides bilaterally, and then really working the muscles also so they can hold that new posture that we've just stretched out. So we really focus on the person as a whole and make sure that if that imbalance is what I call if one side is stronger or tighter than the other side, if that imbalance isn't taken care of, what happens over time is it leads to compensation. Compensation eventually leads to dysfunction, and dysfunction ultimately leads to pain. So our tactic in class is to keep everybody limber and stretched out so that nobody has to deal with a painful symptom. A lot of times people come into our classes with pre-existing knee problems, back problems, hip problems, and you know, we take those people on gladly because we know that we can stretch them out and really help them kind of get through those aches and pains and then become stronger. We've had many people actually get rid of their back pain altogether just by being in class. So it's a full program for sure.
Oh, that's excellent, yeah. I know I've had tons of, problems over the years. And I do find that usually the problems start for me is when I become less active for one reason or another. You just start to feel like kinks where you didn't feel them before. It's like letting your car sit for months and not turning on the engine, you feel all rusty.
That's right. You're a little rusty, develop some spider webs. We work out those spider webs. And a lot of those spider webs, too, are just a lack of initiation from the core. You know, we're in a sedentary environment now, and we're sitting at the desk all day long, and, you know, we forget to get up and move around, and we forget how to activate our core. One of the very simple exercises anybody can do is just pulling their belly button in towards their spine, and that helps activate your transverse abdominis. It's like your internal girdle. So you can just pull your belly button in, and even as you're walking around or sitting down at your desk, you're already activating that core. If anybody's experiencing low back pain out there, just that simple thing can start activating that core so you don't have to experience the back pain as much.
Wow.
Seems simple, but it's very helpful. So there's a tip and a trick for you. Pull in that belly button. Suck it in. Suck in the gut.
That's interesting. I never thought of that. I never heard of that. That's very cool.
Yeah. Well, good. You know what I want to mention? I know you guys haven't asked this question, but there's a couple of things that we like to say in boot camp, just kind of fitness-minded and then also nutrition-minded. One of the things that I love to say is become comfortable being uncomfortable. A lot of times, you know, we get into situations where we feel a little uncomfortable, but especially in working out, maybe if people haven't been working out again, you know, in a while, whether they're in my class or at the gym or just working out on their own, when you get to that spot that you feel a little uncomfortable, your head starts to play games with you, you start coming up with excuses, just ride it out. Ride out that uncomfortableness, turn the negatives into something positive, and then just keep plugging away and keep pushing forward. We're so good at self-sabotage. We really try and teach people to just, you know, push those negative thoughts out and kind of change that paradigm shift in your head and bring in those positive thoughts. So that's one thing I really like to talk about. And the other one is kind of back on the diet and nutrition. Is a simple thing that someone once said to me a long time ago and that I've really held true to me is you crave what you eat. So, for example, if you're eating a lot of, you know, fatty, sugary, salty foods, you're going to crave those things. While on the other hand, if you're eating a lot of salads and vegetables and healthier type foods, you're going to start craving those. So really paying attention to your body, really paying attention to what those foods are that you're eating. Because in the end of the day, you really do crave what you eat.
That's interesting. That makes sense, too. I tell my kids that. Of course, you know, they don't listen to me, but I tell them that. Like, if you eat the candy all the time, that's what you're going to become used to. It's what you want. It makes total sense. Your body adjusts. Yeah.
Absolutely. And with that, too, sometimes we're craving food. In actuality, we're just thirsty. Sometimes we don't realize that. So just sitting down and having, you know, a glass of water before you eat your meal can be one of the most simple ways to curb that sensation and then realize, oh, you know what, I actually was thirsty. I wasn't hungry.
Right. Yeah. Totally makes sense.
You know, there was an article that came out yesterday, and it was based on a study that said that TV watchers have shorter lifespans than people who don't watch so much TV. And I think the gist of the story was just because they're sedentary.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that. What do you think of these games, like the Wii Fit and things like that, that are trying to encourage people to watch TV and get up and move at the same time?
You know, it's kind of a funny question because I think finally the gaming industry caught on. They've started realizing that kids sitting down in front of the TV just, you know, moving their thumbs around isn't really very fitness-oriented or active. So I think they have a good thing going with bringing in activity to children. However, I also wish on top of that that, you know, parents would kind of get their kids out a little bit more, get them running, get them involved in programs, get them involved in outdoor sports. Because just getting out and being fit or active, I should say, isn't just about being fit and active. It's about so many more things. It's about, you know, team environment or having interpersonal skills with somebody else. It's about more of a lifestyle than anything else. So I appreciate the gaming industry for bringing that in, but I also want the parents, you know, on the back end to help these kids get out there and change our nation. I mean, we are, you know, one of the heaviest or fattest nations, and, you know, I would love to be part of the the opposite of that. I would love to reinstate fitness and health and activity and communication back in our industry instead of, you know, texting back and forth or sitting in front of the computer all day or sitting in front of the TV all day. Technology is amazing, but it's gone to our gut.
Literally,
you know, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, Shannon, go ahead, Peter.
Oh, I had a question. You know, my wife's always asking and always talking about fitness and working out or whatever. She just asks, really.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things she's always asking or commenting on is how often should somebody be working out? Because she's reading these articles that say, you know, people need to be working out every day, 6 days, 5 days,
mm-hmm.
4 days. You know, what's, you know, given a practical, you know, given the fact that most people have busy jobs, busy lives, what's
mm-hmm.
what's the ideal? I mean, what's the ideal number of days somebody should be working out?
My ideal, you know, you can listen to the Surgeon General and all that good information that's always out there. You know, they're promoting basically 30 minutes to an hour of vigorous exercise daily. I definitely believe getting out there and having fun with your exercise. I would love it if everybody would work out or be active 6-7 days a week. I do very much believe in a day or two of rest, especially for someone who's kind of starting back into fitness. However, I would really appreciate, what a funny sentence. I think an hour a day would be great of moderate to vigorous exercise. And giving your body that one day of rest to recuperate, generate those muscles, you know, build more muscles so you can burn off more calories. And, you know, exercise can be, you know, walking the dogs, kind of increasing, going up the hill. Exercise can be chasing after your kids in the front yard or in the backyard or taking them down to a soccer field. Exercise can be so many more things than the grunt work of what we sometimes think exercise is.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think that's where a lot of people get into trouble is they're like, oh, God, I don't want to go to the gym or I don't want to get all sweaty.
Where is the fun gone?
Yeah, go out.
Exercise
and have fun.
Is fun.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
You got to get out and move, right?
Absolutely. If you're sitting behind a desk all day, please do yourself a favor. Get out there and move a little bit. Walk around. You could do lunges down your hallway at the office. squats in your chair. Your coworkers might think you're a little bizarre, but hey, who cares? When you're, you know, getting into shape and you have strong legs and a strong upper body and feel great about yourself, hold your shoulders up high, look confident as you walk through the hallways, none of the other funny stuff matters.
Well, you know, I know it's getting late, and we really appreciate you coming on, Shannon. Is there any last thing you'd like to tell anybody? And also, if you have a contact number for people who want to get a hold of you, go ahead and put that out for us right now.
Yeah, sure. I just want to let people know to just get out there. Don't wait for anything. Don't wait for your buddy to do it with you. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Just get out there and do something for you, whatever it is. And our program name is Long Beach Bootcamp. Our website is longbeachbootcamp.com. You're welcome to email me personally or, you know, the company in general, but my personal email is Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, at longbeachbootcamp.com. And our phone number is 562-343-5230. And again, just become comfortable being uncomfortable. Just get used to it, riding it a little bit, and you're going to grow so much more than you ever imagined.
Well, thanks a lot, Shannon. And I'd just like to say that I recently talked to a few people that have taken the boot camp, and you got very, very high praise. And so anybody out there, check it out, longbeachbootcamp.com. And Shannon, appreciate you coming on, and thank you for joining us on Swoop's World tonight.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. I appreciate it. And you guys have yourself a wonderful night. And you guys get out there and be active too, my friends.
Absolutely.
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. And during this break, we're going to spotlight a local Long Beach musician. And we're going to try to do this as often as we can. This is J. Ross Perelli.
Y'all, this song is for all you folks that don't got no money in your pocket. Just that simple chewing gum. Maybe a couple dimes, a couple nickels. At least you can get yourself a dollar burrito. Negative, you end up with none. No money in my pocket, just chewing gum. No money in my pocket, just chewing gum. I try to add it together, but there was no sum. Negative was negative, you end up with none. No money in my pocket, just chewing gum. No money in my pocket. Street barefoot, 25 cents left to eat. They dream that you count people like sheep. Live in recycled dreams. America doesn't care if not European. Third generation, not yet human freaking. She trades houses on a constant, like a foster home. Lives a life where people still feel alone. Lives a life like it's never been balanced. Yes, she knows what it's scared for. She walks with her head held high. Oh, she wants to be president so she can touch the sky. Broken hand me down thought, but an excellence in math. She calculates falling shots. Welfare for warfare was all she can afford. Rest assured, she knows what money is priceless. Combined it with the only thing she knows. Chewing gum, smiles in her older brother's clothes. Giving all I could, but I was broker than he. At least he had a shopping cart full of dignity. I'm a college graduate, got my bachelor's degree, but the truth remains, I'm living on less than pennies. Eating peanut butter on the couch and still pelvet, but no gas, no food, and I can't pay rent. Negative plus negative, you end up with none. No money in my pocket, just chewing gum. Said no money in my pocket. Ooh, got no money. Just chewing gum, just chewing gum. Hey, hey. I never got to where you gotta. You're stuck in bed. The tribe grab an alibi. Light it like a candle flame to a twin. Think again. I was trade on liberty. This skin free begin again. Birth given back to time. Love life, life given as a present. Presented with honor. And now I wear it as a wrap. To survive the character, you gotta roll the play. I will be the princess and you will save the day. I ask for mortality and replace it with faith. Pass it like a holy grail. It's frail like hot being passed in a game of love. This game is heroic, but I know it by name. This game is heroic. I'm
J. Ross Perelli on Swoops World blogtalkradio.com. If you haven't seen J. Ross Perelli, get a chance, go out and see her. She's a local artist. She played for us, Peter, at the Top of the Town Art Festival back in May. And
yeah,
we're gonna,
great.
Yes, and we're going to try to get her on the show here in the next few weeks. She's got a new CD out. Check out her website and also check her out on iTunes. She's got two albums on iTunes. Pick them up. That one's off the first album, and that's featuring Attica Soul. Nice show tonight with Shannon. A lot of good information. And Tom, what'd you think, Peter?
Yeah, I liked it. And, you know, I wish my kids would listen to me and eat more of their veggies, because obviously these two confirmed what I've been saying as a parent, that they need to eat more veggies. But something tells me that's an uphill struggle for me right now.
That's never easy, but you know, it's you know, as parents, we got to kind of fight that fight, you know.
Definitely, definitely. But I mean, it's obvious too. I mean, it's a no-brainer when you really start thinking about it. That the convenient food is just that, it's convenient, and it's the only reason you're eating it half the time. It's in the vending machine, it's at the little corner store you go into. It does take more work, there's no choice about it, to eat the healthy way. You have to eat that the extra greens, you know, takes a little more. You got to shop for them, but they go bad, so you got to eat them right away. You got to plan, and for I think a lot of people, I think that's the big, not even I want to say a turnoff, it's just why they eat the convenient food, because it's convenient, and you know, it takes a little bit more work, a little bit more timing, and all that other stuff to get the healthy food. But, you know, if you're not going to take that effort to do that, then, you know, you're going to be hurting for sure, I think. I think I agreed with both of our guests, is I do think that's the bigger reason why our so much of America is obese. You know, sitting still, that'll do it to you, but not eating well, that'll do it to you even quicker.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, they say prevention is, you know, the best healthcare plan out there. So, you know, better nutrition, better fitness kind of cuts down the number of sick days you end up taking and less trips to the doctor.
Yep. And movement, everything. I mean, my father-in-law will love to say this, you know, bodies were designed to move. And he's in that sort of business. He does that sort of thing. We're designed to move. We're not designed to sit still. Our bodies are not built to actually be still for any great length of time. The whole purpose is to move. So if you're not moving, you're probably doing something wrong.
Right.
The more you move, probably the healthier you're going to be. And kind of common sense, but it's amazing how easy it is to really become a couch potato.
Oh, it's extremely easy to become sedentary. And you know, I mean, the job force kind of lends itself to that. A lot of jobs lend yourself to sitting behind a desk, sitting behind a computer. And you know, with all the great, wonderful things the computer age has brought us, I mean, kids are sitting at home playing computer games and not getting out fresh air, running around, digging around in the dirt, and getting some exercise.
Yeah, I read somewhere real recently, like last month or two, that, kids are watching American kids are watching on average 4 hours of television a day. You know, if they're in school for 7-8 hours and they're watching 4 hours of TV, that's half the day where they're pretty much not moving, because as we know, at least here in Long Beach, you know, there's not a lot of PE. There's only one, my son only has one day of PE. So that means, yeah, well, now they have recesses, but a lot of those kids are not required. During recess, you're not required to do anything except go outside. But a lot of those kids, they're just sitting around on recess, sitting around in the class, and they come home, watch 4 hours or more of television. You know, you got to figure they're getting ready for bed around then. And that's a really, really scary thought.
Absolutely. Hey, we have a caller on the line that wants to ask a question. Let's see who this is real quick.
This is old Tom here. Just calling back on the line. Great show.
I'm still awake.
Great show. I didn't know you had that much energy. You guys have a ton of energy.
Well, we work in the opposite principle that you work in, Tom. We figure if we get to bed by 4 a.m.
Because your energy level is off the chart.
Right, right. But we figure if we get to bed by 4 a.m., then we're doing okay.
You know what? Yeah, Keith, there was so much to talk about, and Peter left out the more important line, and you said it. The best health care is self-care. And that's why Dr. Isidore Rosenfeld wrote the book, More Power to the Patient, because the medical system can't take care of sick care anymore. We have to do our own health care. And you said it. You just said it, and I'm glad you included that voluntarily.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for staying up. I know it's tough for you to do, man, but it was worth it to get that info out there.
Yeah, my eyelids are starting to shut down. Hey, great, great idea about putting this out there for people. I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, thanks, Tom, and thanks for joining us tonight. We really appreciate that also.
Great, you keep it up. I'm gonna shut her down.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Catch you soon.
On our chat line, we got a message from Sarah And Sarah says that she has a friend that's doing the boot camp, has lost 15 pounds, and says the trainers over there are top-notch and hilarious and fun to be around. So everybody keep that in mind, that the Long Beach boot camp is getting some high, high marks. You know, we're about to wind it down here, Peter. I don't know if we're going to have time to get into the mayor's State of the City talk last night. But we'd like to let everybody know that next week, joining us here on Suits World, is Vice Mayor Val Lurch, who's actually running again as a write-in candidate. So if you're going to have some questions for the Vice Mayor, the councilman out of the 9th District. 9th District, right, Peter?
Yep, 9th District, yep. Yeah. And Val's he's a very personal guy, loves to talk, loves to answer questions. So if anybody's got them, he will definitely be there. And something I wanted to mention, I just remembered, is that Heather is at the and the boot camp is at the Cal Heights Farmers Market on Sundays from 10 to 12. She's usually there, or somebody from boot camp is usually there. So if you want to kind of, they'll go there and they'll talk to you, and they have a couple of exercises they can have you do, like on the spot, and kind of get you more information. So if you're still not convinced that that's a good idea, you could stop in somewhere between, or I guess it's there the whole time, so that would be like 9 to 1 on Sunday at the Cal Heights Farmers Market that's located there at California and Bixby.
Yeah, Shannon, you said Heather, but...
I meant Shannon. Heather.
That's all right. Hey, we want to thank Carrie from the Prime Spot for moderating our chat line tonight. As always, you did a fantastic job. We want to thank all of you for joining us here at Swoops World, and we hope you become regular listeners and come back each week. Unless next week we have the Vice Mayor Val Lurch. Anytime you have anything you want us to talk about, any suggestions, any possible guests you want to see featured here, send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Also, hit us up on Twitter and go to Facebook and become a fan of the Swoops World Facebook page. You can call in any week at 917-889-7449. And as we always say, we're interactive, live, and archived, which means every one of our shows is on the archive on blogtalkradio.com. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it. We've had quite a few decent shows that I think you might enjoy. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we will see you again next week.
Good night, all.